And welcome back once again to the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Craig Montana again talking about events around the area for you to know about and take part in. And this is another one got coming up. This is a week from today. We're going to be talking about this one, Puttacure MS. Always a fantastic event. We got with us Mike Brinkmeyer from that. And Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for coming in and visiting with us again today about this event and talking about just a wonderful event, National MS Society. Let's talk about that just in general.
Is National MS Society. Well, Puttacure is part of my BPMS 150 bike ride. It's part of my fundraiser for that. But I was amazed to find out. You know, we were always told there was about 500,000 people in the U.S. with MS. Mm-hmm. They did a research study on it. And as of last year, there was 1 million people with MS. So they were off quite a bit on their estimate. So 1 million people with MS. And so, you know, we have, you know, when you think about MS, they didn't even have treatments until the 90s. You know, mm-hmm. people would come out and have MS. Doctors had even talked about not telling people what they had, but you know, because worrying about it made it worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing that, you know, we're in the first stages of treatments yet mm-hmm. for MS, and we're constantly adding new ones. And so I feel fortunate that my daughter came in, you know, she has MS, that there was things for her to take, because she did have a very active form. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being able to be a part of this, you know, helping to find more treatments and help people with MS. Because there's a lot of people, even in this community, that have MS that, you know, they don't really make it known, and we're not going to put their names out there unless, you know, they'll let it be known. But, you know, they're on medications that have been found, and there, some of them are even getting help with their medications from the National MS Society. So, you know, Puttacure is all part of that, and you know, your donations are coming in to help with our play in the Puttacure MS. They have all been part of this, finding more treatments, helping people. So you need to feel good about that, first off. But as you know, because you've played in the Puttacure MS, it is fun. The antics that have been designed into this, you know, I sat back, it's been 12 years now, and we met about, I need to be able to increase the income here for, you know, what I'm raising for MS Society. And these folks took off with it. And, you know, so it is not mine. It is theirs. And I'm the fortunate one who gets to, you know, get some credit for it. But it's not just mine. You know, the caddies, my son and brother-in-law, Bill Weiss, they went crazy with it when we first came up with you know, the caddies doing the things they do. And it has turned into the focal point, I think, of the play, because people come just to watch the antics that go on.
And what's going to be happening? What are they going to do over there to these people over here? I want to see what's going on. Every year, they kind of up it a little bit more. Something new gets brought in. It's like, wow.
Okay. Button with a miniature sledgehammer about a foot long.
You
know, pool noodle.
Yeah, somebody brought up the credit card last year. It's like, put the side of a credit card. It's like, okay.
Yeah. We have some pictures of those guys on their knees putting with a credit card. So
it's always fun time. And so let's talk about how people, if they want to take part in the multiple ways to be part of Puttacure MS, whether you want to play or not, how can they be part of the Puttacure events?
Well, you can sign up a team up to four for $100 pre-sign-up. And you can go to the website. That's PUTT2CureMS.com. And on there, you can register your team. You can, you know, like I said, up to four people. You can play with three. You can play with two, but it's $100 mm-hmm. for that. And then the day of, it's $125 to sign up. And, you know, we get teams all the time that sign up last minute. So mm-hmm. that's fine. Just come on and let's have fun with it. We have sponsorships also listed on that webpage. If when you go to it, it'll have team registration, and it has sponsorship registration. And this year we did something a little different. We have we used to have just hole sponsorships, but we've gotten to where we had so many signs you couldn't stand around the hole. So we were starting to put them on the board and hanging and putting it out front. And this year he said, let's try something different. So we now have a bogey sponsorship, which is $50. We have a par sponsorship, which is $100. We have a birdie sponsorship, which is $250. We have a eagle sponsorship, which is $100. And we have a hole-in-one sponsorship, which is $1,000. So we're excited to see what comes from this. You know, so far we have an eagle or two, I think. Yeah. I know we have one for sure. And so it's an exciting time to see these things come into play.
And again, however your team, signing your team up, doing being a sponsorship, and of course when you pay off your caddies, all the money that you guys bring in goes back to the MS Society.
Correct. And, you know, I want people to understand when they come, you know, yes, you'll be asked to spend more money than the team sponsorship. You don't have to, but don't be even be insulted by it. Just remember, our number one thing is to raise money for National MS Society. Number two is to have fun. Yeah. And those two are really, you could flip them. But, you know, we have to remember the first thing we're trying to do is raise the funds for National MS Society.
There you go. And again, helping out just people, however they need help.
Yes, I get calls from people or receive emails or and even letters from people thanking the National MS, you know, thanking the BPMS 150 and the National MS Society, the funds that we raise for that. I have been fortunate enough to raise enough funds to be in the top 300 fundraisers, and it's been a gift to my daughter, at least that's the way I feel. Mm-hmm. To be able to do that, but it's because of you, the people who play this game, who come and have fun with this, or give the sponsorships. It's because of you that I even can talk about this, and I just feel humbled to be your spokesperson, and I hope I can do a good job for you.
There you go, and you do a wonderful job. I mean, I've been playing it many years. It's always a fun time. I don't think anybody walks away with that does not have a smile on their face after the event, because it is a fun event and it is for a great cause, raising funds for MS.
Yeah, and we're you know, last year we tried a new thing. We have food afterwards, you know, Brunham Catering last year, I think, had chicken tenders. And this year we're going to have chicken tenders and meatballs set up out there. So right away you can have something right there at it. I like to, you know, thank KTEX, KWHI, Horseshoe Junction, you know, for allowing us to be there, your sponsorships. We have people who help out all the time, like 401 Creative Group. They do the posters and game, you know, and everything printed. It's from them. Blue Bonnet Electric, they have the fans out there, you know. And
that,
tell you, that is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
And last year, James Ferrone Creative came out and did a bunch of video, and he made a one-minute video. If you haven't seen it, it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it is really fun to look at. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch.
You can see me putt horribly for the video.
Well, if it was good, they wouldn't put it on there.
Yeah, well, thank you for catching that one of them, because it was awful. But it was what it's all about. I think I want to pay to get that whole one after that, because it was so bad. But that's it. Let's talk about the caddies, people who have not been there before. We talk about the caddies and the crazy things, but this is kind of the fun part about it, because you find a caddy, yell for a caddy, or they'll walk up to you, and how does the process go for getting that done?
Well, you can ask them to do just about anything legally, and you know, you can have you can buy a hole in one, or you can have the team in front of you, behind you, or some special person putt with whatever, you know, pool noodle, like you said earlier, with the credit card.
Yeah,
but then that person can also buy their way out of it.
Yeah.
But you can go back and forth. I talked to a gentleman the other day that was telling me, yeah, Somebody wanted me to putt with something, I think a poodle noodle or whatever, and I bought my way back out, and then they came back and made me buy my way back out again, and then they paid even more, I think like $50, and he said it cost him $50 to get out. He said, I just did it.
So there we go. But they're working, you know, again, for the money, but it's a fun time. I mean, whoever, if you wind up winning the trophy, really and truly, you know, yeah, they won a trophy, but the
winner probably paid for it.
Yeah, they bought the trophy. I just say win it. They bought the trophy. But really and truly, the winner is going to be the MS Society and the people who get that money that really need that.
Right. And there's a possibility we'll have a couple of people from the National MS Society out there. They've come to one or two before. Mm-hmm. And this year, I have two of them who have worked their schedules out, mm-hmm. and they're trying really hard to be there. So it'd be fun to see them there, and they'll take pictures and take it back to the, you know, we'll see it at the national deal when we go to. Sometimes they have a meal for us and stuff like that. So we'll go and see. We'll see all your faces on okay. The big screen.
Yeah, just don't catch my putting. That's all I ask. All right, so if anybody has any questions about this, how do they get those questions answered?
It's website is www.putt2curems.com. You know, so that's putttocuremms.com. Matter of fact, that came from Tammy Metzger when we ever met. She was at our meeting and she said, let's use the number 2 to make it unique. So
yeah. it does stand out.
Yeah, it does stand out.
All right. And so you have, again, up until we'll say Monday to sign up the pre-registration. Say Monday. Is that what you're saying? Or
that's what we hope for, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
However long we can.
And then if you sign up at the event itself, is $125.
Yeah, at the event itself. And, yeah, we try to get everything together. I have a good friend, Gary Rothamel, who gets a lot of the stuff. He'll print a lot of the stuff up on the certificates and things like that. He's developed a deal. I noticed your certificate on the door here.
Every year. It gets replaced every year with a new one. So
yeah,
it's always there.
And see, that's his printing right there.
Yeah.
That he's been able to put your name up to make it really look professional. Yeah. So I'm going to thank him for that because he's, you know, he spends a lot of time with that and he helps us out a lot.
All right. And so, again, if people want to still sponsor it as well, they just go onto that line, that website, puttocuremms.com. Sponsorships up until when for that?
That's open to the last minute as well. We take everything we can, you know, until, well, maybe that before the, if you want to get on the board, you need to be there before the board goes up.
Okay.
But the sponsorships are a big part of everything on that. So we really look forward, you know, for those. But you can go to the website for that. There's some folks that you can contact, like Susan Keel, Stephanie Jarvis, Patty's kind of out of town now, myself. Mm-hmm. You know, we can give you a form even to fill out. Or you can go in there, and I think you can fill out. And if I remember correct, you can pay at the event if you don't want to use a credit card. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll work with you and help out any kind of way we can, because we want to raise those funds from the MS Society.
There you go. And again, that's coming up 1 week from today, next Tuesday, June the 4th.
Right. And registration's at 6. Shotgun start around 6:30 whenever we get everybody through registering.
And it could be one or two flights, just depending on how many people sign up, because there's no limit. It's however people want to play, right?
Right. We've been playing 20-some-odd on a... I guess it's 17-hole course.
We don't play 18.
Yeah.
18, they take your ball.
Yeah. So and it's worked really well. My brother-in-law was there taking pictures that we put online for you to pick up, and he'll be there again doing that photography as well. So we're looking forward to all of that. So that's one step. You know, if you have that in between, that kind of takes up a little time there just to do that.
And it's a fun time. You know, it just doesn't take very long, you know, to play, but it's putt-putt golf, and, you know.
Yeah, it's about a... I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, something like that.
Right around there. It's not too bad.
So. Depends on how much antics goes on in between.
There we go. You could spend a few minutes on one hole just because you go have to haggle back and forth with your caddy and something. All right, Mike Brinkmar, anything else that we need to mention for Putt to Cure?
No, just, you know, I want to thank everybody again because I feel fortunate that I'm your spokesperson here. because you're doing it. Oh, one thing I do want to mention, a year or two ago, we got inducted to the, we can call it the Wall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's, we've raised over $100,000 overall. And you, your name's put on a, is inscribed into a marble wall. At the National MS Society. And so I feel really blessed that you've blessed me with that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's yours. Your name should be there as well. So, but thank you for allowing me to be a part of that.
There you go. Put to Care is a big part of that. And, of course, leading into your BPM MS 150 you do every year as well.
Right, right. Yeah, see, I do the ride, and so that's some funds there. But the biggest part of my funding is coming from this event.
There you go. All right. And again, questions, just go online, puttocuremsmiss.com. Everything will be answered right there.
That's right.
There you go. All right. We'll see you again next week. We'll talk to you next week at the event. I'm sure we'll do our broadcast from there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do appreciate everything y'all do.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Mike Brinkmeyer from Put to Care MS event coming up next Tuesday. Hear live reports when we're out there, but also go play. If you haven't played in that event yet, please do. It's a fun time. And you're helping out a great organization for people who need your help. If you have an event that you want to get on the Community Corner, please let us know about it. We'll get you on and talk about whatever it is that involves the community. Call us and we'll get you booked up here. 979-836-3655 is the number here in the offices. Talk to Holly Ryder. She gets these things booked out in advance. Or you can email her directly. That's promotions@ktex.com. Again, please give us a few weeks. We'd book these things out a few weeks to a month out in advance to make sure we have somebody for every week and make sure their schedules work out with that. So if you want to be on, give us some time to get you on the Community Corner. Again, thanks for everyone to take part today. Mike Brinkmeyer from Put to Care, Crystal Locke from the City of Brenham for Movies in the Park coming up this week. I hope you enjoyed those events, the Community Corner right here on KWHI, AM 1250 FM 101.7.